All right, we're not live on Channel 9, it's Build 2016.
Yep.
Really excellent to have this particular conversation since what we're all working on.
Yep.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Yosef Durr, I'm a program manager in the developer platform for Windows in that team, and been working on UI test and have a new service that we just announced.
Excellent.
Happy to be here to talk about it.
Right on.
And I'm Jonathan Lips, and I'm a director of engineering at Sauce Labs, the automated web and mobile testing cloud. And I'm also the project lead for the Appium open source mobile automation technology.
Awesome. Appium, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Talk. Tell us. What was announced today?
Why don't you introduce Appium?
I'll tell you what Appium is, first of all.
Let's do that.
So Appium's vision is to provide the ability to automate basically anything. We're starting with mobile applications, native, hybrid, mobile web apps, using one standard protocol. And for that, we're building on the WebDriver protocol that's been made ubiquitous and popular by the Selenium project. So we let you write test scripts to exercise your app and verify that it works correctly in any programming language. Currently, at least until today, on Android and iOS apps. But I guess that brings us to what you have to say.
So I've been working in this space for a few years now as far as how do we make it easier to test apps on Windows? How do we make it easier to set up UI tests? And we've had many comments from customers who have been trying to do this. And one of the things we hear consistently is, I wish it was easier to use Appium on Windows. And so one of the conversations we've had is, how do we do that?
Yeah.
And interestingly, we studied Appium and what that's all about. And that wire protocol that it's standardized on, the WebDriver JSON wire protocol, made sense to be what we build on.
Okay.
And so what we've done is we've looked at the receiving end of that. So the whole design here is that you can use any tooling, any scripting language. You use what you want.
Okay.
And you target your device. And what comes over the wire to the Windows device that has the app running on it is just HTTP requests. And so we looked at that, and that's that wire protocol. And so and it has JSON payloads, and
of course, all
standard stuff. If you're familiar with web development, it all looks very natural. And so we looked at, well, let's make a service that listens for that and then drives the UI test as it should.
Okay.
So it fits the Appium model, we think, really well. And we've been able to talk to Jonathan about it and given him preview look at it. And he's been giving us a thumbs up, go for it. And today we just made it public. So, one of the big things for us at Build is to make sure people know it's out there, to go get it, and to give us feedback, and to go log bugs, and tell us what you need it to do. And we're very customer priority driven.
Sure.
There's an API surface that the standard has, and we're definitely going down the list and implementing those. But when a customer scenario comes in, that becomes the priority. It's like, if there's this API and they need two, you're like, okay, those are the two most important. Let's unblock that customer. So that's how we operate.
Okay. So can we dig a little bit into how this actually works? So
absolutely.
Yep.
The protocol aside, and the protocol is how you get information from the server in some case, or the server's actually running on the client. It's how you pass that information back and forth, but this is the script I want you to run, right?
Yeah.
This is the scenario.
Let's find this particular element. Let's interact with it. It's the,
there you
the
go.
Wire protocol is basically just an API, an HTTP API for automating the UI.
All right, and so at the other end though, say on Windows, and also Android and iOS, we all have accessibility APIs.
You got it.
And so basically you're getting a UI state or UI element tree, and you're parsing the tree, right?
Sorry.
I told you I want you to click on the login button. Since I'm the dev, I know where the login button is in my XAML.
Yep.
I can point you to exactly where it is on the screen.
Yep.
Whereas the other approach is to just try to figure that out. But it's still the same fundamental technology, right?
Yeah, I mean,
can you talk more about it?
Yeah, so the way we pitch this is, on this particular topic is, if you are doing work to add attributes to your UI elements for accessibility, so that like the narrator can see and understand what's going on in your app well, that is very complementary to running tests for it. Because when the test commands come over, we're using the same APIs to discover the elements. So if you say, give me the button with this name, we're calling the UI APIs to go find it.
Excellent.
And it's a great excuse for people to get their apps more accessible, because if you want to test them, the same way that you build test hooks into your app gives you the accessibility along the way. So it's great for users as well.
Yep.
Awesome. And in this case, you're running it from Visual Studio with a debugger, an F5?
So F5 is something I've asked for.
Oh, okay, all right.
You right-click and do run. It's fine. Yeah, but yes, it's Visual Studio. It's a great interface. You can run any. You can run a node server that runs the test. It comes over the wire the same.
That's great.
I'd love to talk a little bit about why this is so exciting for the Appian project to see this happen, because we have to do a lot of work and bend over backwards to transform and translate the WebDriver protocol into the automation hooks and tools that are available for us on iOS and Android, UI Automation, UI Automator, respectively. And so to see someone come along and say, this API is the future, and to have that entity be Microsoft, no less, is like a dream come true for the Appian project.
Right on.
Because for us, all we have to do now is act as a transparent proxy to WinAppDriver, the product that you guys just released.
Yep.
And now we get all the benefit of all the work that you've done. We can make it part of Appium and distribute that to all the Appium users that are out there.
Right.
And it's just a really amazing partnership that we hope is a sign of things to come from others in the future. It's cool to see Microsoft get there first.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Absolutely.
So what to expect is to see Microsoft showing up more and more with the Appium project and pull requests and feature support and us all working together on it.
Yeah. And that'll benefit, like, even if I'm working, we talked a lot about, at least this week, about our support for Android and iOS in Visual Studio.
That's right.
So you can imagine running these Appium type tests across multiple devices, just Windows.
One of the things that's become very clear to me is we keep pitching, sharing most of your code, right? Mm-hmm. And it's almost getting to where you write it once and deploy anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great vision. You should be able to write a test once and test it anywhere. And that's what this is. That's where this is going.
Awesome.
And I think that's what developers need, because if you don't have that, you've created quite a miserable life for yourself.
Sure.
I got my app on all these things. How do I keep quality up?
Yeah.
I want to tweak one line of code. Mm-hmm. How do I make sure I didn't regress on one of the 200 devices that I'm trying to ship on? Well, you have to have automation. You're not going to spend the hours, the personal hours, to go through figuring that out.
Absolutely true.
Just time, right? Yeah. You need something efficient so that you can come back the next day and keep going, right? Or the next hour. Like, automation is...
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the vision of mobile CI and continuous delivery even, which a lot of people haven't been able to attain yet. And that's why, Sauce Labs, the company I work for, has invested so much into Appium, because we believe that mobile automation is the key to that. And our vision of mobile CI is not just write a bunch of code and then at the very end of your process, test on 100 different device types for the main user flows. We want to see 1,000 flows in the same app tested on every commit, the same way we do with web applications.
That's a great idea.
And so for that, you have your couple of standard devices and you run thousands of tests on them in massive parallel, so your build completes really quickly and you get that immediate feedback and that amazing coverage that we have on the website of things, but we've lacked so far in mobile.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's really about making the mobile space as mature as what you have in the browser space.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is. It's super impressive.
And in addition to mobile, we're trying to target as many devices as we can. So if it's running Windows, we want our service to work on it.
So UWP app running on the desktop, why not?
Absolutely. So that works today.
Okay.
You can test that today. Mm-hmm. It's the mobile, Xbox, you name it. Mm. That's where we want to get.
I understand.
We thought this was the right time. You can install it, you can run it, you can test on PC. Mm-hmm. So that seemed like the right time to take this out and then let community feedback drive prioritization going forward.
So you mentioned it already happens today. So if I write a UWP and I start with desktop, which really just means I haven't spent the time to figure out what's the best approach for a common UI that's going to just map nicely across sizes, but the code's going to be exactly the same for the most part. So app driver today, you're saying?
The WinApp driver, yeah.
Yeah, work. So I could take those tests and use them, save the same tests, actually, almost, and use them on the mobile UWP version or the one on Xbox.
You will. When we get on mobile,
okay,
you'll just point there.
Yeah.
And it just works.
So is there there, I mean, or is there like a virtual machine or an emulator?
For mobile?
Yeah.
The real device.
So you want to actually map it to real devices?
Absolutely. It's okay. All IP-based.
Yep.
So there's some details there to work out, whether you're talking over a wire.
Sure.
Or over
wireless?
A network.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So there's some details to work out there in the scenarios and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the vision, and I'm confident that we can get there, is
cool.
You have a real device, just like you test locally here. Mm-hmm. You just change the target to the device you have. And the device could be right here, or it could be on the other side of the planet.
Okay.
And you're running the test, and you're getting screen grabs, and verifying, and everything you want to do, right?
Awesome. And of course, because you're the developer of said application, you know exactly what the scenarios are that you want to test.
Right.
Right? So you're able to write them. And you write those, just like you run your unit tests that make sure the function returns the right value,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And then you write this type of test, and then you just run all your tests. And it just
yep.
so happens that this is one of the tests that's kind
you
of
got
important.
It. You got yep. it.
And you make sure that your UI doesn't look weird on a different size device.
Totally.
Or can I do things like incorporate sort of advanced environmental conditions so I can say, I want to see how this behaves when here's a network driver, I want you to do
right.
network emulation. I want to see what happens in this UI scenario because I'm a little
exactly.
worried because
yeah.
of how long it takes to get the data back.
I think that's a great scenario to look at for mm-hmm. the next tier of simulating congested networks and I'm using location services, but they're not working, whatever.
Those
are exactly the scenarios that
that
need to come in after your core ones.
Absolutely,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Excellent. So yeah, this is really great news. I mean,
yeah.
it's...
Yeah, we're super excited. I mean, like I said, this is sort of a dream come true, and we're hoping that
yeah.
you guys taking the lead will shame some of the other browser and mobile vendors to also adopting this protocol, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, what would be great is for all users or developers, I guess, who are writing tests for applications, whether they're mobile, whatever platform they're on, mm-hmm. to be able to use the same language they're comfortable with, the same automation API. There's no reason for there to be this proliferation
That's right.
of automation technologies. We should all just agree on one and mm-hmm. build it together, and everyone can automate everything. That's kind of the ultimate vision.
That's
and
awesome.
Super cool you guys are there.
You're making Windows really happy.
Yeah.
Automate everything. It's true, though. I mean, think about it. You have to automate or you can't
survive.
You
do. And we work with internal teams on this. And like, guys, you got to use this. This is this is where we're going. Get on
awesome.
It, and there's actually quite a few teams in Microsoft that are part of making this service work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it should be. It's
excellent.
A lot of fun.
So what are some of the future kind of looking advancements in Appium itself?
Well, so we actually are looking at upgrading the support we have for iOS and Android.
Mm-hmm.
You may know that Apple and Google periodically release updates to their own testing technologies, so
mm-hmm.
things like XUI test or UI Automator 2, respectively. So we're building out drivers for those.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at updating the graphical interface that a lot of people use to build their own Appium tests, so
mm-hmm.
like a sort of inspector products where you can click around in an image of your application and find elements that helps
right.
you build out your test steps. Because oftentimes, it's one thing to have the automation hooks. It's another thing to say, okay, well, here I have my app. Maybe I'm not the developer of said
right.
app. How do I know what elements to interact
exactly.
with?
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of cool improvements coming
I
down.
I know that
road.
Problem well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then automating everything, more types of things. Xbox would be awesome, for example.
Right.
Awesome, guys. Well, hey, we're running out of time because there's going to be a live feed.
Yep.
And so
we're
going to have more conversations on Channel 9. We are.
Yep.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Your product is excellent.
Thank you, Charles.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
thanks
I look
for coming.
Forward.
Yeah, and congratulations on WinApp
Yeah,
Driver.
Thank you.
We're super
thank
excited.
You. Yeah.
Cool, guys. Cheers.
All right. Bye.